High school sports last night. The Hawkeye 10 Conference Tennis Championships were completed yesterday. They started Monday, but rain forced postponement, so they ended up having to finish it up yesterday in Atlantic, and it was Creston winning the team championship. The girls Hawkeye 10 Conference Tennis Championship went to Creston with 28 points. Shenandoah with 21 was the runner-up. Glenwood and Kemper Catholic each had 19. Clarinda and Denison each with 16. Red Oak, Lewis Central, St. Albert, Harlan, and Atlantic round out the rest of the field. Individually, at number one singles, Sarah Cabine of Clarinda was the champ, beating Sarah Wood of Shenandoah in the final. Number two singles, Allie Thompson of Creston won the title, beating Sam Umberger of Glenwood in the final match. At number one doubles, it was the Creston duo of Caitlin McIlravey and Sydney Dunphy capturing the championship as they defeated Sydney Gunderson and Jackie Ingram of Denison. Also at number two doubles, Olivia Ipson and Sophia Schultz of Denison were the champs. They beat Marilyn Cepeda and J.C. Hogue of Shenandoah in the final match yesterday. High school soccer action yesterday in girls' play saw Underwood defeat Riverside 11-1. Thomas Jefferson over Trainer 5-1. Sergeant Bluff Luton blank Missouri Valley 6-0. Sioux City East over Abraham Lincoln 5-1. In boys' soccer, it was Denison over Glenwood 2-1. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Missouri Valley 5-1. And St. Albert a 1-0 winner over Nottoway Valley. Well, Chad Bettis took a shutout into the seventh inning and drove in a run to lead the Colorado Rockies to a 3-1 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. Nolan Arenado and Justin Garneau had RBI singles, and Bettis added a run-scoring grounder as the Rockies got their season-high fifth straight win and won for only the fifth time in 22 games at Busch Stadium since 2010. Bettis didn't give up a hit until Jeremy Hazelbaker beat out an infield single leading off the fifth inning. The right-hander allowed five singles in 6 2/3 innings, walking two and striking out four. Jaime Garcia allowed three runs and five singles with four walks over five innings for St. Louis. The Cards finally reached Bettis in the seventh when they scored on consecutive two-out singles by Aledmus Diaz, Colton Wong, and pinch hitter Randall Grichuk. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Pittsburgh outscoring Atlanta 12-9. Philadelphia beat Miami 3-1. The Mets over Washington 2-0. Milwaukee beat Chicago 4-2. And it was San Francisco downing San Diego 5-1. Paulo Orlando hit a two-run homer. Eric Hosmer also went deep, and the Kansas City Royals beat the hot-hitting Boston Red Sox 8-4 last night in the opener of their three-game set. Orlando also tripled and had a two-run single. Omar Infante and Alcides Escobar drove in runs as Kansas City continued to slowly break out of its season-long offensive funk. Yordano Ventura, who has struggled with walks all season, issued one free pass in 5 2/3 innings for Kansas City. He allowed four runs and seven hits before leaving with a one-run lead. Orlando's homer highlighted a three-run eighth inning that gave the Royals some extra breathing room. Rick Porcello gave up five runs, four of those earned on eight hits and two walks for Boston as he lasted five-plus innings, his shortest stint since going two innings against the White Sox last July. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Seattle over Baltimore 10-0. Tampa Bay beat up on Toronto 12-2. Detroit beat Minnesota 7-2. Houston over the Chicago White Sox in 11 innings 6-5. Oakland beat Texas 8-5. Interleague play saw Cleveland beat Cincinnati 13-1. Arizona topping the New York Yankees 5-3. Dodgers beat the Angels 5-1. Well, Major League Baseball has doled out its punishment from Sunday's brawl between the Texas Rangers and the Toronto Blue Jays. The hardest hit was Rangers second baseman Rougned Odor, who is appealing his 8-game suspension for belting Jose Bautista in the face following the Toronto slugger's hard slide into the bag. Blue Jays pitcher Jesse Chavez has received a 3-game suspension for intentionally throwing at Prince Fielder, while Bautista and Rangers shortstop Elvis Andrews got 1-game bans. Bautista is appealing his penalty. In addition, Blue Jays manager John Gibbons was slapped with a 3-game suspension. Toronto first base coach Tim Leeper was given a 1-game ban, and eight others also were issued fines. Elsewhere in baseball, Freddy Gonzalez has been dismissed after 5-plus seasons as the manager of the Atlanta Braves. Gonzalez took over when Hall of Fame skipper Bobby Cox retired after the 2010 season. Gonzalez led the franchise to the 2013 National League East title, but the Braves were just 9-28 this season. Gonzalez went 434-413 in 5-plus seasons in Atlanta. Former Braves third base coach and longtime minor league manager Brian Snitker has replaced Gonzalez on an interim basis. Tigers manager Brad Ausmus has served a 1-game suspension Tuesday for his theatrical tirade following his ejection from Monday night's game against Minnesota. Ausmus was thumbed for arguing a called third strike, and he earned his suspension by taking off his sweatshirt and using it to cover home plate. Bench coach Gene Lamont managed in his place. Pirates catcher Francisco Cervelli has agreed to a three-year contract extension through 2019. The 30-year-old is a lifetime .284 hitter who batted .295 last season with seven homers and 43 RBIs. The Cubs have agreed to terms on a major league contract with veteran closer Joe Nathan, who is recovering from Tommy John surgery and was immediately placed on the disabled list. The 41-year-old Nathan is eighth on the all-time saves list with 377. Mets left-hander Steven Matz is set to rejoin the rotation Friday night against Milwaukee after he was scratched from last Saturday's start in Colorado due to elbow soreness. Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers had an eight-day layoff between playoff games as they entered the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals, and it took them about 2.5 minutes to shake off the rust as they improved to 9-0 in this postseason, ripping the Toronto Raptors 115-84 last night. In Game 1, LeBron James hit his first 9 shots and had 24 points on 11 of 13 from the floor before resting in the fourth quarter. Kyrie Irving also had the hot hand, hitting 11 of his 17 shots and scoring 27 points. The two teams will stay in Cleveland. Game 2 set for Thursday. All that losing has paid off for the Philadelphia 76ers. They won the NBA lottery, and they'll have the first pick in the upcoming draft, and that puts them in position to take LSU's Ben Simmons or Duke's Brandon Ingram, the players most likely to be taken number one. The Sixers went into the lottery with the best chance to get the top overall pick at 26.9% after their dismal 10-72 record this season. The Los Angeles Lakers have the second overall pick, followed by Boston, Phoenix, and Minnesota. The draft is set for June 23rd in New York. And the NHL's Western Conference Finals are knotted at a game apiece. Following Martin Jones' second shutout in 3 games, Jones turned away 26 shots, and Brent Burns scored on a pair of power play goals as the San Jose Sharks beat the St. Louis Blues 4-0 in St. Louis. Brian Elliott turned back 23 shots for the Blues. Those two teams will have some traveling to do now as they'll head out to San Jose. Sharks will host Game 3 in that series on Thursday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.